You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Emily was the first one through. Hi, Emily. Good morning.
What?
What
Yay.
The?
What?
Say, whoa.
Say what?
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
Yes, true. I think, what, like 7 o'clock this morning off the air, I told Dom, I was like, man, I hope Emily calls today.
And it took a while, but here you finally are.
Man.
And here I am. I do not disappoint. Jeremy.
So far, so good.
You might disappoint, though, when we ask you what your plans are for Labor Day weekend, because we might give you the buzzer. What do you got going?
Oh, I think you are going to give me a buzzer, because I really don't have anything.
Oh, come on, something.
But, well, wait, two of my four granddaughters are coming over.
No. Barf Town, USA. I wish you had never called.
Three buzzers.
Don't ever call us again.
Three buzzers.
That
is there something
so
else?
Hard.
Are you watching like a show right now you can brag about, or you got a meal planned?
Let's see. We're watching, we're catching up on the Equalizer movies because we're going to go see the Equalizer 3.
Yeah, Dom was just
My
raving about how good that one sounds. Yeah, Dom was just saying that one looks really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shut up. You're teasing me.
Yeah.
I think it looks good.
I'm about as excited for that movie as I am about your grandchildren coming over. So,
burn.
Ouch.
Burn.
Dang, that one stung, dude.
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 Oh, I like you. You're funny.
I don't even have, often I will have a TV show recommendation because I find a bunch of really good ones, like especially those British crime shows. But I don't have one. I'm kind of in a dry spell.
British crime shows.
You what?
Huh?
I love the British crime shows. We're watching the last part of Unforgotten right now.
I knew you were going to say Unforgotten.
Oh.
I knew you were going to say it.
Shut
and I'm here
up.
To tell
he
you.
Did not.
I was, and I'm going to tell you why, because it has vaulted into the number one position. It used to be Line of Duty, that British show.
Duty.
Was my number one all-time favorite, but Unforgotten went to number one.
What makes this show so great?
Best writing and best acting.
The main characters.
Yes.
The writing and the acting are first rate. And it's almost, see if you agree with this, Emily, it's when you watch that show, especially the star. She is incredible.
She's amazing. Watch, I've seen her
when you
so
watch
many
her
things.
Act, and then you watch, let's say, an American like crime show.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
kidding. You're like, oh my God, the people here just kind of read lines. Mm-hmm. They're
yes.
just reading the script. She is damned good.
She's immersed herself in the character.
She's just so good. She's such a natural.
Here's the thing, Dom.
What?
On American crime shows, they explain everything. They walk you, they hold your hand and tell you every single thing, right? And the British shows, they don't do that. They don't treat you like you're an idiot. They let
Thank
you figure it out.
So true.
That's interesting.
Now, and her name, and I don't want to mess up her name. It's either, I don't know if it's Nicola or Nicola, but I think it's Nicola. Walker. And she's also in another British show called Annika, which is good too. So.
We watched that one. That one was really good. I wish that one had kept going.
Yeah,
I really like that one.
I have pimped the Unforgotten show on my Mindbender Club mailer, and I've had people write back, and they're like, oh my God, thank you for turning me on to that show.
Check it out.
Jeremy, go watch it.
Is it on BritBox?
You won't watch it because Jeremy won't watch it because it's got violence and death in it. So,
yeah, not for me.
He's more of
I want a feel good show. I want something that makes me happy.
Yeah, well, these are pretty intense. But have you seen Last Tango in Halifax?
No.
Hello.
No. Never heard of it.
It's not a British crime. It's just a really good show with amazing characters. And that was the first time I had ever seen Nicola Walker in anything. And she's the main character in it.
Okay,
one
I'm going to
watch characters.
It. Because I love her. I'm
it's
in love with her,
good.
And I will watch
it. It's kind of a dramedy. And
good.
It's got a little bit of mystery in it.
So, good,
yeah,
I'm in.
Like
All right.
It. Really
I'm
good.
In. Done.
Yeah.
You don't even have to sell me anymore. If you say Nicola Walker, I'm in. Boom. Done. All right, let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
I'm about as ready as I'll ever be.
You're all fired up. You got a lot of energy. Scared. So
everyone else who's on the phone. Emily, hold on a second. Hold on. Take a breath. Hold on. Everyone else who's on the phone, even if Emily gets it, don't hang up because we want to talk to every one of you. So don't hang up. We'll see how she does. Emily, 10 seconds. See if you can have some fun with this. With the big Labor Day weekend here, we would like you to name five things that you would never want to grill. Five things you would never want to put on a grill. Ooh. Let your imagination run wild. Ready and go!
Squid, pencils, gym shorts, paper clips.
Time is up! How did you run out of time on that?
I said yogurt!
No, the buzzer hit.
You could have just said like a baby or something, you know?
Oh my God, a baby?
One of your grandchildren.
Whoa.
Well, I was trying to be PC.
No, you could have said, well, almost anything.
I know, I thought I was! Paper clips?
I mean, yeah, we would have accepted paper clips, but the buzzer hit.
Well, she did, but the buzzer sounded before
the buzzer
last
hit.
One,
yeah, so sorry.
Don't
you didn't
argue
get it.
With me, Emily.
Yeah, the last one I feel like yogurt.
Listen, I feel like we bonded over these shows, so let's not have a fight, okay?
And I actually love grilling yogurt, okay. So I would have said no to that.
Oh, so there you go.
What?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Emily, have a great weekend.
Nice talking to you.
All right, thank you guys. Love you guys. Been listening for a long, long time. And trying to call, and so I'm so glad I made it through first today. Thanks,
guys.
You're
wonderful.
Thank you,
Emily. Nice meeting you. Bye-bye.
You are delightful and charming. We love you.
And she's at about 4 Red Bulls. Good for her.
I love it. Here's Megan. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, Megan, we got to know, what are you doing this weekend? And it's got to be good.
Going to the Rockies game on Sunday.
They're so bad.
They're the worst team in the National League. What else you got?
My daughter has gymnastics, but I'm going to get buzzed for that.
You're going to get what for that?
Buzzed.
Going to get buzzed.
What else? Okay, you got two buzzed. Let's see if you can make the third one a winner. What do you got?
Oh, it's going to be even worse because I'm working on Monday.
You have nothing good going on.
Man. I know.
You could have salvaged. You could have said, I'm going to be taking a nap. And that would have been better than all of those.
Yeah.
Are you going out before the Rockies game or afterwards?
That's a good question.
Probably. Maybe go get some Margs before.
Okay.
All right, Margs before.
There we go. Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Is it a special Rockies game, like a how they have like theme ones and all that crap?
It's it's UC Health Healthcare Appreciation Game.
Oh boy, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Great. It's a try not to lose by 8 runs day is what they're calling it. So.
Right.
I bust on the Rockies all the time. I can do that because I was a season ticket holder for more than 25 years. I have paid for the right to bust their chops.
Oh, without a doubt.
They've taken 6 figures from me over the years.
Oh boy, wish you could have that money back.
Mm-hmm. So,
yuck.
What do you do for a living, Megan?
I'm an assistant nurse manager.
Nurse manager. Got it.
Where do you do that?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Probably with UC Health, huh?
At Highlands Ranch Hospital for UC Health. Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you for that
work you do.
Oh, thank you.
And enjoy your margaritas this weekend. Do you have any kind of question for us before we play this game, or are you good to go?
No, I'm ready to go.
All right.
No questions. All right. 10 seconds. This one's pretty easy. This one's pretty easy, Megan. I just put the jinx on you.
Okay.
10 seconds. Give us 5 U.S. states that begin with a vowel. 5 U.S. states that start with a vowel. Ready? And go.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Iowa, Illinois.
Well, we're done here.
She's still got 5 seconds.
Don't hang up, everybody else. Don't hang up.
You're a winner!
Well done!
I will say.
Oh, this is so exciting.
That is exciting. I will tell you, the last two times we did that one, we did not get a winner. So
you know your A-E-I-O-U's. And sometimes why?
I learned that in like second grade.
Sticks with you, huh?
That's wonderful.
It does.
Well, now you're guaranteed to have a fun weekend. You're a champion of Rattle-Off. If you please hold on, Josh will come around. He's going to tell you about your prize. Pay very close attention to everything he tells you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you
for listening. All right, who do we get to talk to? Rochelle, for one. Hi, Rochelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, we got my fingers on the buzzer. What are you doing this weekend? That's so fun.
Tomorrow we're going to be going to the Jurassic World Live at Ball Arena.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. That sounds fun.
Very good.
Yay, I didn't get buzzed.
You got a ding.
You got
ding.
You got a ding. What else are you doing?
On Sunday we're supposed to go to like Grandma's Goodies, which is having like a carnival of some sort.
What is Grandma's Goodies?
That
sounds
naughty.
It's an Italian like restaurant.
Really? I want to eat at Grandma's Goodies.
No kidding.
Yeah. What it's great.
What a unique name.
Strange name. Is that the name of the place or the event?
No, that's the name of the place.
Oh, I see it. It's in Wheat Ridge.
That is correct.
Grandma's
How have
Goodies?
I never
I
heard of
look
this?
It, up.
It looks great. Oh, that pizza.
So it's a it's just a regular old restaurant. Is that what you're saying?
It's down there by the Walmart, it looks like.
Looking at it right now. You're right.
Huh. Man, pictures with Guy Fieri. All right. I'm not mad at that. I must go to there.
Oh, it's Grammy's Goodies.
Even better.
Oh, that's right. You're correct. It is Grammy's
Goodies.
They got the old school checkered tablecloths and...
Named after somebody named Lucille, whom they called Grammy.
I want some of Grammy's goodies for sure.
Dang right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what do you get when you go there? What's your go-to there, Rochelle?
I usually get like the lasagna and stuff, but they have such huge portions. It's crazy. It's actually really pricey too.
It's all right. Getting what you pay for.
Yeah.
Look at those cream
puffs. Garlic knots for $7. Don't you love a good garlic knot though?
Yeah.
I do. Anything with garlic.
You'll be tasting that for the next week and a half though, usually. Burping that up.
They got something called Meatball Madness, which I can relate to.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, this is good. This is great. Thank you for the recommendation.
Their raviolis on their menu is actually called giant raviolis. That's what they call it.
Hey.
That's good.
All right.
You know what? I think you got three dings out of us, Rochelle. That's pretty good.
That's amazing. So I won off the top, right?
You're a winner even without.
You're gonna have a good weekend.
So. you win the weekend, that's for sure. I've got a buddy coming into town and we're gonna go to lunch tomorrow, and I think that's probably gonna be the highlight of my weekend, but I don't have a Grammy's Goodies to go to. So
looks like they were on Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. People are texting in. All right.
That's really good. And you know what? I'm going to have to take exception to something you said, Rochelle. I'm looking at their menu, and I don't see the prices outrageous at all.
Looks normal to me.
Yeah, they look like this. They
I think
like
Olive Garden is more expensive, and I'd rather eat at this place.
I mean, it looks affordable until you get your bill.
Well.
It's just because you keep eating everything.
Quit ordering all those garlic knots then.
Big Jeff's Italian Sub, $13. I mean, come on.
It's packed full of meat. I'm looking at it.
What do you do for a living, Rochelle?
I do irrigation.
Do you now?
I do.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Residential?
What does that mean?
No, I actually do it for like parks mainly. So I'm actually here in Wheat Ridge doing the irrigation for the parks.
Huh. Are you out in the field or are you in the office?
Oh, no, I'm in the field. I'm out right, here in the sun, digging holes all day long.
My my good friend Matt does all that. He does it for South Suburban. He's their irrigation specialist or whatever. So whenever
that?
I have sprinkler issues, he rushes over because he's got parts and he helps me out. It's great.
Boy, we should hold on to Rochelle's number, too.
I know, in case my sprinklers blow up.
Absolutely. Grammy's goodies and sprinkler repairs.
There you go.
You really made our day, Rochelle. Listen, thank you for being on the... Do you have a question for us, or are you good to go?
I'm hopefully ready to go.
Okay.
Well, go have a great weekend, and thank you for taking the time, okay?
Of course.
Right, bye.
Thank you. I think she thought she was going to play the game.
No.
But we got
not,
a winner.
She's not going to play the game.
But we got a winner already.
Sure did.
Here's Chris. Chris, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
All right, my finger is on either the buzzer or the ding. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I think I'm just going to get a brisket and smoke it and have some friends over.
Oh, buddy, now you're talking my language.
That's fine, yeah. Absolutely fine.
How long do you smoke your brisket?
Oh, hours.
Yeah.
You got to get up real early. Actually, kind of start it very early. Get up early, start smoking it, go back to bed, wake up, and then finish off.
Slow and low, buddy.
Dang.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Who are these friends?
Oh, I just got a bunch of buddies that I was in the military with, as well as my guys I work with.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you for your service.
Let me ask you something. Just first name only, Chris. Who is the one who will be the crappiest when it comes to bringing something to the party? First name. Who is it going to be?
Ryan.
Okay. So we all have that friend. That's why I asked. It's because we all can name the one friend or coworker who, when they come, is going to be
the bottle of Sprite guy. Yeah, he brought a bottle of Sprite.
No, they'll bring. It's like the lady at my party who brought the bottle of Yellowtail. $3 bottle of wine.
I remember hearing about that.
I have a buddy that always shows up with old beer because you got to check the expiration on the bottom of the cans. And the last time he did it, he's like, I brought beer over. It was like 5 or 6 cans, and you looked at the bottom, and they expired last December.
Yeah.
You're like, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's Ryan. That's good. Do you have any questions for us? Anything you want to know? Anything you've ever wondered about this show? Anything?
No, I've been listening to the show since it was Dom and Jane.
Wow. Dang,
you've been around a while, man.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I listen to it just about every day.
You're the best. And thank you for your service to our country. We appreciate that, too. What branch were you in?
I was in the Air Force.
That was my dad. My dad was career Air Force.
That's awesome.
We go into the wild blue, young blue. Chris, you're a good man. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I've tried to call several times. Like I said, I've been listening for well over 20 years, and it's cool to actually just get to chat with you guys.
Let me ask you something. Man. Is this your first time to ever get through and talk?
Yes.
Wow, after 20
Jeremy,
years.
Jeremy, we got our questions we have to ask now.
What do you like the best about the show?
My favorite game is Boys Against the Girls.
Okay. You ever called and played that? No, you haven't, because this is your first
time. He hasn't called.
What's the worst thing about the show?
It ends at 9:30.
Oh. Well said.
Are you a charmer, man?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope our boss didn't hear that. We're going to be working to 10:30 now.
Chris, we truly appreciate you. You have a fun weekend. In fact, you know what? Here's what you should do. Since you've got our number, when you're done with your brisket smoking or whatever, text us a photo.
Please.
I need two photos. We need a photo of the brisket, and we may not see these until Tuesday, so if you don't hear from us until then, in fact, text them to us on Tuesday. We want a photo of the brisket, and without telling him why, send us a photo of Ryan.
Okay.
Like Ryan holding a beer or something, and just say, this is Ryan. Okay?
Can do.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
You're the best, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Don't you love our listeners?
I mean, these are the greatest people, man.
I want to see what Ryan looks like.
I know.
Oh,
kind of a doofus.
Patience, I'm ready for you. Buzzer or a ding. What are you doing this weekend?
We're going to family camp.
What goes on at family camp? First of all, that sounds horrible.
I can't do either the ding or the buzz until I have details. What does that mean?
Okay, it's actually a lot of fun. So they have like a sunrise worship, and then they have like this water area for all the family to go into. Last year, my son actually did the blob, that thing that is like that. It's like a air blower thing. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I could send you a picture, but anyways, they sit at the bottom end, and then somebody climbs up the stairs and jumps off, and you get launched into the water. It's a lot of fun, and they have kayaking and canoeing.
Okay.
All right. Sounds all right.
I'm going to give
sounds
you a
like
ding
a good
for
time.
All that. You know, it was leaning towards buzzer at first, but you saved it.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man.
Whatever, yeah. Even that thing that shoots in the air sounds fun. So
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
We should have that at our next office party.
For our next happy hour, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They even have a human foosball, which is really cool, and like midnight archery.
No, wait, go back.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
What is human foosball?
So you guys have to get in line, and like you have to make teams, and you guys have to like stand still, but you have to like use your feet to pivot the soccer ball back and forth between the two teams to get into the goal. But
yeah,
you can't
so like
move
foosball,
off
yeah.
the line.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's human
it's
foosball.
That's great.
That's really great.
I like that.
Now, how about this midnight archery? That sounds horribly dangerous.
No, it's actually a lot of fun. So you have to wear these, like, I'll send you a picture, but it's like these black mask things with, like, a red, like, window for you to see out of. And then they have these, not boulders, but they're, again, like, blow-up things that you hide behind. And you have to, like, shoot the other team with the, like, these little soft dart bullets.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all right.
Sounds like a good time.
It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like you're going to have a whale of a time, Patience. That's what I think.
So. We are. My kids are so ready. They've been talking about it since Monday. They've been on the countdown.
Good for you.
That sounds fun. How much is this costing you?
It's $13.50.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. For the 4 days.
Per person.
Or is that
yep, total
$1,350? Okay.
Yep.
Not $13.50. Yeah, as I was thinking.
Oh.
$1,300 then.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's pricey.
The buzzer came back.
That's more than those raviolis at the Grammys goodies.
I thought it was like $13.50 a person to get
no,
in. I'm like,
oh,
that's a great deal.
Wow.
Okay.
No, she's like,
is
no.
Nice. $13.50 is not that bad, though. Okay, there's 8 of us going. They do all of your food. You have a cabin that you're sleeping in, you know.
All right. So
it's in the middle of nowhere.
All right. You got cabin and food mixed into that, Dom, so. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever do that.
You had me until you started giving details, wow. Patience, and I was like, oh.
Never mind.
You could not be more charming. Do you have a question for us, or are you good to go?
Nope, I'm good to go.
You're right. The best. Have a great time with your fam, and thank you for being on the show with us today, okay?
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
See you later.
Bye. This was fun today.